is, I want to give an addendum here. This is to the student who was like, well, I, you know, she plays a lot by ear. And she plays piano too, like very well. And she plays by ear. So, and I've had this question before, like, if you can just hear it and find it, why go through the work of finding the numbers? Before I answer that question, do you have any answers yourself?
Well,
okay, so if it's a tune you don't know, then the numbers help you learn the melody, right? But couldn't you just as easily hear the melody and find the notes?
Yes,
see that you don't really need the numbers there. Mm-hmm. What I say is the numbers are pervasive for other things, like for soloing. You may not know, you may hear the idea and not know where to find it on the neck. And the numbers are your intermediary step between hearing it and playing, being able to play it. Like in this class, Chad, once we knew, you were quicker at getting the numbers, but once we got the numbers, he was quicker at finding them. Mm-hmm. And so, and it's just because you didn't need to use the numbers as much as he did, therefore you didn't know where the numbers were as quick as he did. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
So everything comes down to numbers. Yeah. You should read my article, Music by Numbers, or maybe you did already, and it says something about, it says, like, if you want the holy grail of music, you know, it's the number. And that's really what I think. You know, maybe there's other ways of doing it, but they're not as pervasive. Michelle, the flute player, you know, who was here for 5 years, was very much ear-reliant. And she didn't like the music theory part so much. She didn't like the numbers. But then she wanted to get into bebop and jazz vocabulary. And there's just no way you can't to get into that without understanding the music theory behind it. Like, you know, no, it's a 3-5-7, flat 7, flat 9 right there. And then she would have to think that way, and it was brand new.
Yeah, and so it's interesting, like in camp I'm always, you know, I have to listen to a song and I have to get it written down. And I just, I don't do the numbers, although, okay, that's A, it goes from A to B to, you know.
You'll write down the letters instead of numbers?
Yeah.
Okay, it's interesting. Yeah. But what happens if your group, you know, can't sing it that high and you have to transpose? Now you got to transpose the letters. Wouldn't it be easier to write the numbers? And then the numbers are good in any key.
Yeah, I do. And I do transpose the letters. That's what
I see, yeah, I see. Yeah. So, you've just been doing it that long that you can't.
I mean, I want to. I'm sort of just being dumped out. I totally see.
No, I see. That's fine.
I want to be able to do the numbers. I just need to think in numbers. I just need to force myself.
See what you think of that article. Read Music by Numbers, I think it's called. Okay. All right.